أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah An-Nur. This surah was revealed by and large after the hijrat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and hence in the terminology of the Mufassireen or the commentators of the Quran Kareem, it is known as a Madani surah. The surah that we had completed yesterday, Surah Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly the believers had been successful. And then Allah had given us some qualities of the believers that were successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one amongst them, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They are those who had safeguarded their chastity, they safeguarded their private parts, besides obviously getting married and within the confines of marriage. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about that one important quality that brings success to a believer in this world and in the hereafter. And hence in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many aspects with regards to haya, with regards to modesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about chastity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the social ills of illicit relationship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about its punishment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about how a mu'min and a believer, and also a mu'mina, a female believer, can protect themselves from that harm of immodesty and the ill effects of it. And hence we will find that much of the surah deals with those aspects of life. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always guarded one's lineage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guarded the family life, and hence a very important aspect of guarding lineage and family life is one needs to guard his chastity. We will find that in the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the steps that we should be taking. So from the very beginning of the surah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us all the realities. There are weaknesses amongst us in our hearts. There are weaknesses insofar as our gaze is concerned. There are weaknesses in the kind of things that we listen to and we hear that has an impact on our modesty, our haya, our sharam. And hence we make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this as a means of our hidayat and our guidance and our ultimate success in the hereafter. Coming back to the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, and as we have heard, the surah also begins with a different note. Before we go to that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his khilafat, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter, a directive to the people of Kufa to teach your woman Surah An-Nur. Why teach the woman Surah An-Nur? Because this is a surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these matters and these issues. The men used to learn the surahs of the Qur'an Kareem, but the emphasis on the woman also, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these issues of modesty and immodesty. Suratun anzalnaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a surah that we had revealed, we had sent down. Wafaradnaha. And it is also a surah that we have prescribed, a surah that we have compelled. That in the surah itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compelled many rules, and it is a surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed very important rules of Islam and of deen. وَأَنزَلْنَا فِيهَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And in it we have revealed clear signs, we have revealed clear verses. Like that, all the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem are very clear, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes particular mention because of the type of rules that are being discussed in the surah, that they are so clear that in its clarity it is a protection of the human dignity, it is protection of peace insofar as human life is concerned. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reason why we have revealed it is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you may take heed and you may remember the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the very, very beginning we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed the mode of address. Usually we have seen surah start differently, but here there is a very affirmative difference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought about, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this manner, in this way, brings to our attention that there are some important matters and issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to discuss in the surah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.